Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
While we were yet sinners,
yeah.
Christ, Brother Chuck, died, Brother Anthony, for me. Hey, we read the headlines. This one done this ungodly act. This one done this ungodly act. Amen. Where's the shutoff line? I don't know. But I know this one thing. Amen. God loves the sinner. God cares about the sinner. You might write them off. Society might write them off. But God said, while you were yet sinners, I died for you. Hey, when you couldn't get yourself to me, I came down to you. Aren't you glad of that? Aren't you glad that God came down to where you were?
Yes, amen.
Woo! Amen. Secondly, not only when it cried, "It is finished," was the pain of redemption finished, but secondly, when he cried, "It is finished," the plan of redemption was finished. When Jesus reached the end of his ministry on this cross, he was finishing a work. Amen. Praise God, that started before the world was formed.
Oh, yeah.
Revelation 13 and 8. Hey, let me read it to you. Revelation 13 and verse number 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain.
Yeah.
Great God, from when? From the foundation of the world. He said, before I laid the cornerstone, I had you on my mind. Before I ever formed this earth, you were on my mind.
Yeah.
Great God, the plan of redemption started before the cornerstone was ever laid, and it was finished about 2,000 years ago when they beat him and they stretched him wide and they hung him high and he cried, "It is finished." The plan of salvation was finished on that day. You can never add to it. You can never take away. It's not on my good works, but it's because of him. Thank God, when the Father looks at my sin, when God looks at my wrongdoing, he's got to say, "I forgive him because of the blood of my son."
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Man, I wish I could preach here tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hey! Oh, yes, God had a plan to send his son to die for sinners. This was his promise to Adam. Hey, this was portrayed in the offerings and the sacrifices and the tabernacle and even of the temple. Everything God did pointed to this day that Jesus would come. Hey, I like what E. R. DeHaan said. Amen. That old Baptist writer. I like to read after. M. R. DeHaan said, starting from Genesis to Revelation, amen, if you read one chapter in that book and you don't get a picture of Jesus, read it again, because he's from the start to the finish.
Right.
Every page in between, every chapter in between, God was pointing a picture of the one that was to come. Great God, the one that was going to finish that plan of redemption. Hey, I come to tell us, I'm glad it is finished. I'm glad I can be saved. I'm glad I've been adopted in. I'm heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Thank God, I'm inheritance of the royal priesthood. I said I've got royal blood flowing through my veins. Why? Because I'm saved. Because of the plan of salvation. Can somebody raise a hand and say, "I'm saved"? And I know that I am.
Yes.
Boy, I'm feeling good. Pray my voice holds out. I'm feeling good here. Hey, man. Thank God for that plan of salvation.
Yeah.
Since the dawn of time, when man sinned in the Garden of Eden and God killed an animal to cover their nakedness, death, suffering, bloodshed were always a part of mankind, amen, coming to the Lord.
Right.
We see it in Genesis 4 when Abel brought a lamb and offered it before God. We find it in Genesis chapter 8 when Noah, after the flood, offered up a sacrifice to God. Yeah. Amen. We see it in Exodus chapter number 12 when the children of Israel killed the Passover lamb. Amen. The eve of the Exodus of getting up out of Egypt.
Yeah.
Amen. And going to the promised land. We see it on the Day of Atonement when the lambs were killed to make atonement for the people. We see it, amen, in the blood that was shed for thousands of years that would run down like a vast river. Amen. Great God, as it was collected together. However, all this bloodshed, Hebrews tells us, amen, in 10 and verse number 11, and every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice, amen, over and over. Thousands of animals were shed, amen, as an atonement, as a covering for sin. Hey, great God, but Hebrews said, which can never take away sin. Amen. But it was pointing to one, amen, which was to come, that when he came, John said, when he comes, whose blood cleanseth us from all sin. The turtle dove couldn't do it. Great God, bulls and goats couldn't do it. But great God, when he comes, his blood shed one time will be an eternal, amen, covering of sin. Amen. His blood taketh away what can wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. I'm so glad that the plan of salvation was eternally finished.
Yeah.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Oh, great God.
Jesus.
The Old Testament believers were saved by faith, just like men are saved today. They were saved by looking forward to a promised Messiah. There's one coming. Woo! Whose shoe latchets, he said, I'm unable to stoop down and loosen.
Yeah.
Hey, God, there's one coming. Hey, but those Old Testament saints were saved by the promise of one that was to come. But now we're living in the blood covenant. Hey, God, now we're, amen, living, amen, in the blood covenant of Christ. Hey, amen, we're not waiting for one to come. But now, great God, I get saved by faith of one who came, hey, and laid down his life. No, he said, no man can take it, but I lay it down. And next week we'll preach, he said, and I got the power to take it up again. Hey, I come to tell us, I'm serving a God who's not in the grave. Muhammad's still in the grave. Buddha's still in the grave. Amen. William Branham, it's just dust. But I come to tell you, my God, he got up on the third day, and he's at the right hand of the throne in heaven. All because he loved me.
Glory.
You guys are about to preach me to death. Hey, all because he loved me.
Yeah.
So not only was the plan finished, thirdly, and I'm done, the payment of redemption was finished.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus uttered this word. It is finished. It was a business term. Amen. When two parties reach a deal, looking for that same receipt. Amen. I hate when we just did that waterproofing there last year. And Michelle seems to think that sump pump went bad. She hears it just trying to kick on in there, $300 sump pump. Hey, if I can find that receipt, Lowe's going to stand behind it. Woo! Yeah. Amen. And they're right, Brother Chuck. Hallelujah. Thank God. So I'm trying to find that receipt and I can't, still ain't found it. Amen. But anyway, I come across, amen, another document in there. And it said 11, what is it? 1154, which is right next door. It said the release of title to 1154 Jackson Avenue. Amen. You know what that's saying? It is finished. You don't owe no more payment. 1154 has been paid in full, and you don't owe me nothing else.
Yeah.
It's a business deal. Amen. Thank you for your business, but it's done. It's all wrapped up. Thank God. And when the devil tries to bring my sin up and tries to hound me, God shows him a phrase that said it is finished.
Yeah.
It's been paid for. There's no more debt. He don't owe nothing else. I know he makes mistakes. I know he falters and fails. But it is finished. The payment has been paid. It's paid off. I don't know about you, but I'm glad my debt has been paid. I've got heaven to gain and hell to shun. It's been paid in full.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I'm done. It meant that God the Father in heaven was satisfied with what Jesus had done.
Yeah.
Woo! Jesus cried, Father, it's finished. What it meant was, God said, amen, when it, and another writer said, he is the propitiator for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
That word propitiator means appeasement. Woo! It pleases the Father. God said, amen, that this payment that has been paid, great God, it appeases my wrath. God poured his wrath down upon his son. Amen. All because he loved me. And now when my sin debt is being offered up, God said the payment has already been paid. It's been paid in full. And it's appeasement to me. There's no good works I can do. All of my good works are as filthy rags. I can't try to beg, steal, or borrow. I can't try to beg another day. I can't try to get closer to God on my own. But it takes me trusting the shed blood of the Son of God. And when God looks at that, he said, it's been paid. The appeasement has been made. The propitiation is enough. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I'm following the Son.
Yes.
I'm following him.
Woo!
The word propitiation carries the idea of appeasement, which is literally refers to the covering of the Ark of the Covenant, or the place where the blood was applied that day of atonement. Literally, Jesus is that which satisfies and appeaseth my sin in the eyes of the Father.
Yeah.
Woo! Brother Tommy brought out a great lesson one Sunday morning on that atonement, on that Ark of the Covenant, and how that blood shed through. Many believe through that crack, remember that? Through those cracks and fell down upon that holy place where they stored that Ark of the Covenant. Hey, it very well may be. I don't know. Amen. I believe that. But I'll go so far to say this. I don't care if an angel had to go down there with his hand and catch some drops. However it got there, there's blood on that covenant tonight in my place. Hallelujah. I said there's blood that's covering the night on that great ark of the covenant tonight. Great God, for my case. Hey, for my sin. Hey, for my satisfaction. Amen. He bled and he died all because of me.
Woo!
That's good news for people like me and you. Amen. After all, we can never be good enough to get God on our side.
Right.
The Bible plainly tells us, amen, that the best I can do is not good enough. In myself, I am. There is no good thing. At our best, we are Amen, but fallen short. Right. However, since Jesus, amen, has satisfied the Father, then I don't have to. If I am in Him, then the Father accepts Christ. Amen. Atoning death for me also. Hey, God, one more time. Give me Ephesians 2:8. Amen. I need two verses there. Ephesians 2:8. And I'm about to wrap up here. Hey, God. Amen. It means that we don't have to work for our salvation. Tell us what it said.
For by grace are you saved.
Woo! Hold on just a second. That's too good to pass up fast. Amen. I can't work for it, Brother Dale. I can go out and work tomorrow if it don't rain for enough. Amen. To try to pay my bills and feed. I'm going to go out and work. Amen. As long as I can, Brother Tom. Amen. That's something I can work for. Amen. But God said, by grace, what? By grace are you saved. It's nothing I can do. But it's a merit of the Father looking down on my acceptance of His Son and being Lord in my life. Not only is He Savior, but He's the Lord of my life.
Yeah.
For by grace are you saved.
Through faith.
Woo. How? Through knowledge. Amen. Through good works. Amen. Through being good and smart and doing all I can do. No. But by grace are you saved. Through what? Faith. Faith in what? Faith in the shed blood of a God that took my place. Took the wrath of an almighty God so that I don't have to die.
Yes, thank you. Hallelujah.
For by grace are you saved through faith.
Through faith. And that not of yourself.
Not nothing you can do.
It is the gift of God.
But it is only one way. The gift of God. Hallelujah. Was that both verses? Is that 8 and 9?
Not of works, yes, any man should boast.
Not of works. It ain't nothing I can do. I like to work, amen. Great God, I ain't got a lazy bone in my body. But when it comes to this, I can't work for it. I gotta have faith in a God, amen, that poured out His wrath on His Son so that I could, by grace, through faith, receive salvation. Not of my works, lest I should boast, but through faith in the very Son of God.
Yeah.
Woo! Man, I feel good. Woo! Hallelujah! Even if we tried, we could never please the Lord because we will never be more than a sinner. However, if He is already pleased with Jesus, if we can be found in Him, amen, then I will be accepted by God because of Jesus in my life.
Amen.
Philippians 3:9. I need to get this and I'm done. Amen. Y'all preach me flat to death. And be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith.
By faith. Yeah. That's it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It means we can't be good enough. It means that our salvation comes to us on the basis of pure, simple faith. What did that old Philippian jailer, what did he tell him? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And what? And that's as easy as it gets.
Yeah.
And thou shalt be saved.
Yeah.
It's not what I can do. It's not how much money I have. It's not what Uncle Sam says. It's not what the IRS dictates. Amen. But great God, it's by grace through faith.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm done. Somebody help me up here. Sister Mary. It means that while God would never accept me as I really am, when He looks at me, He don't see Jason. When He looks at me, He sees the Son. Who suffered in my place.
Yes, He did.
He took my sin debt.
Yeah,
he paid the debt in full that I owed.
He paid it.
Hallelujah. And now by faith, by grace, through faith, I can come to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Woo! Cause Jesus is truly. Amen. He cried, "It is finished." And because it truly is finished, God asks no more of you, for you to place your faith in the work that, amen, in your work, but in the work that Jesus did on the cross.
Oh, yeah.
If you can accept that truth, that he died on the cross and he rose from the dead the third day, and that he shed his blood, and that his blood will wash away my sin, then I can find nothing that can keep one from being saved. Woo! Right. Romans chapter number 10 and verse number 9. Amen. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Great God, I can be saved because I put all of my, amen, sin and all of my debt on what's already been paid on Calvary.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Aren't you glad for that? Amen. Stand with me across this house.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Jesus cried, "It is finished." I'm glad the perfect plan of salvation. The pain is finished. He'll never suffer again.
Never.
Evil hands will never put their hands on him again. The pain is finished.
Right.
Thank you, Lord. Come on.
The plan is finished. That ultimate plan that was in form before the foundation of the world. The plan is finished. And lastly, Brother Josh, the payment is finished.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad of that?
Amen.
Aren't you glad he paid the price? Woo!
No longer my own.
Hallelujah. Bought with a price.
Thank God.
Amen. Like we got the deed on that house. Here's the release of title. It's finished. It's paid. You ever got it on your car? Pay that car off? Boy, it's a good sign. I like God. Don't you?
I do. Man.
Get that in the mail, boy. Don't send us no more money every month. We're done. It's finished. The payment has been finished.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad of that?
Yes.
I'm so glad Sister Joey paid it in full. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Why don't we gather in here tonight? If there be one lost, I think we're all saved. Amen. But if there's one in this house that ain't saved, I believe you can find him tonight.
Right.
Hallelujah. I believe we can find him. Amen. If you are saved, hallelujah. I tell you what I'd do. I'd come up here. Amen. I'd dig in these altars and I'd say, thank God. Amen. Thank God for that plan. Thank God for that pain. Thank God for that payment that has been paid for me. Come on, come on. Let's gather in these altars here tonight. I'm so glad it's been paid. So now I can receive what I need. I can receive a healing. I can receive the Holy Ghost. I can be sanctified. God will baptize me with his Spirit. Amen. All because I've been trusting his payment plan.
Hallelujah.
Come on, church. Come on, church.
Woo! Because he loved me, my Savior died on the cross, was crucified. No greater love a Lord, no man has ever been known. Oh, praise his dear name. He loves me so. He's fine, I know. Converted all. Because he loved me.
Because he loved me.
My Savior died on the cross, was crucified. No greater love my Lord, no man has ever been known. His dear name, he loves me so, that I am his, he's mine, I know, he suffered it all,
he suffered it all,
because he loved me,
because he loved me,
on a hill called Calvary, Jesus my Lord suffered for me, carried the cross. it's to atone. Then they nailed him to the cross. Great was the pain and the loss, but he suffered it all.
He suffered it all
because he loved me, because he loved me, because he loved me. My Savior died on the cross, was crucified. No greater love by mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his dear name, he loves me so. That I am his, he's mine, I know. He's suffered it all. Day. God came and rose.